I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success. That is, until I entered the church. It was there, as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free, and why France was a slave. Alexis de Tocqueville, French historian, reporting to the French Senate in 1800. A few years before Dr. D. James Kennedy passed away, I spent an afternoon with him at his church in Florida. Dr. Kennedy was the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries, known for stating on national television regarding abortion, that is, while pointing his finger at his viewers, 4,000 die daily and 300,000 pulpits are silent. On one occasion, Dr. Kennedy told me that while he was holding a large convention at his church, the homosexual lobby was protesting him. A pastor attending the convention was shocked and asked, "Why is your church being protested?" James Kennedy corrected this pastor with a relevant question to his question. "You mean your church doesn't get protested?" Friends, Protestant has meaning. Protestant. America is looking for the Christ that the 78% of Americans claim that they serve. Agree or disagree with Reverend Charles Finney? Well, he stated, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, friends, the pulpit is responsible for it." How deprived is the understanding of the modern church when it comes to its own history? Nowadays, effeminate hirelings have infiltrated the pulpits. Pulpits they have no business occupying. And by the looks of them, I can see why the enemies of America are so encouraged. Instead of preaching against sin, transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, these hirelings accept sin, attempting to cover it with a false grace, read Isaiah 30, and in so doing, they teach their congregants to war against a just and a holy God, Micah 3:5. What a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during and after the Revolutionary War, causing the colonists to stand up to the face of tyranny. The British labeled them as the much-feared Black Robe Regiment. The British were not the only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand, and unbalanced cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7 through 8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Bishop Charles Galloway, 1898. The ministers of the Revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the Revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country. Historian B.F. Morris, 1864. The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918. Today, the professed church is attempting to flee from its responsibility to be part of the political process when, in fact, God is the one who gave government, read Exodus 18:21. The church is to overcome evil with good, and as our forefathers rightly stated, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And friends, might I remind you that God is always willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got to just throw something at you really quick, okay? Just in question before we get look and learn, Americans, concerning what's going on. We'll do a part two concerning what we were talking about yesterday so you can see more videos and hear more audio. But here's my question. How is it that we have highlighted none other than Keith Ellison, CIA installed attorney general in the Minnesota, state of Minnesota here? How is it that he was just busted on tape, smoking gun in hand, concerning overseeing a Feed the Children scam worth $250 million? That's been ripped off from the taxpayers in the state of Minnesota. 46 of the 47 people that have been charged in the crime thus far, 46 of them have been Muslims. And so what we can do is see that they're using them as a political battering ram to go ahead and do their dirty deeds, done dirt cheap for them. And but it's interesting that Keith Ellison busted on tape concerning Feeding the Children fraud for $250 million, how is it that all of a sudden they were in the hot seat and now all of a sudden they're targeting law-abiding gun owners again? How is that happening, Americans? I have it right in front of you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Or what about this one? This is brand new. Let me just bring in the other equation to the CIA installed concerning none other than Tim Walz, a communist who's under 60 different investigations in the state of Minnesota concerning his part playing in fraud, concerning him and his acts of treason being committed against the people of the state. How is it that he's weighing in on emergency legislative session on gun control? There's no debate. There's no certain or special legislative act that needs to take place concerning gun control because there's no such thing. It's all null and void. How is it that he's zeroing in on law-abiding citizens, friends? When in fact he's under 60 different investigations. Or here, let me give you another one here. Here's Senator Klobuchar She all of a sudden was in the hot seat, just like Ellison, just like Walls. And before you know it, and so was she, for fraud and funneling money into her campaign and busted for major voter fraud, just like I've told you 1,000 times on the show. How is it all of a sudden they're not on the hot seat anymore? And before you know it, here's this boy, we're told, right, by the mainstream media, who wants to be a girl, who picks up a handgun, a shotgun, and a rifle not to be named yet, or it hasn't, at least in my mind. How is it all of a sudden they're calling for stricter gun control, assault weapons ban? How is it that they went from being the ones that were on the hot seat to now the ones that are attacking, again, not the lawbreakers? They're attacking the law abiders. Do you understand? They're accusing, just like this federal government, they're accusing law abiders in the state of Minnesota for the crimes of lawbreakers. Now, here's what I need to propose to everybody. I talked to, last week, a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, whose wife just happened to be in that classroom where the bullets came into the classroom and there was shrapnel in his daughter's hand as well. His daughter was in that classroom as well as was she the teacher, his wife, of that classroom. Now, what's interesting is I played a video for you last week of only one eyewitness. And he didn't give us what the narrative was that the mainstream media is giving to us. Question everything, friends. The eyewitness said that he's seen a tall black man shooting in a parking lot with all black on. With all black. This isn't theory, folks. This is a fact. This is a conspiracy. Only to find out that this individual that allegedly did the shooting, and all of a sudden, before you know it, it commits suicide, and then the whole case is closed, and all of a sudden, it's them attacking law-abiding citizens, only to find out that the father of this boy that wanted to be a girl that did the alleged shooting, there's no question there was a shooting that took place. It's who was responsible for it. The father was and is a part of the CIA for the last 29 years, as was he a part of the DOD. Doesn't anybody think that that's a little odd due to the fact that this is the reoccurring theme every time we run into these school shooters? They're not on antidepressants. There's more going on behind the scenes than that we're told. I mean, like I said last week, we see all these school shootings take place, but yet the videos are never replayed for the American people to decide as to what took place. Like, for example, the school shooting that took place in Florida. There was over 70 cameras. Only two of them were released, the videos. Eyewitnesses didn't identify Nicholas Cruz. Last week, I played the video, by the way, which they've expunged. They pulled down all of the eyewitnesses from that school shooting in Florida. But going back, the one teacher that was asked, the eyewitness that was asked concerning the shooter, she firstly said to herself, "What are the police doing here? Why are they dressed up in black and why are they shooting down the hall?" It wasn't Nicholas Cruz that she's seen. The eyewitnesses were hanging out with Nicholas Cruz. Folks, it's the same thing with Columbine. And I brought this up last week. Over 101 eyewitnesses that said there was more than two shooters in that school. Keep in mind, the SWAT team members, over 300 of them, sat outside of Columbine for over 3 hours. And you know what their response was? They didn't know what they were up against. No, they wanted as much mayhem and destruction to take place so they could go after, what did they go after, friends? They went after law abiders for the crimes of the lawbreakers. Now, I'm just asking the question, okay? Before we get to our main topic here, here's my question. Where are the eyewitnesses? How is it that case is closed already? I called that acquaintance up today again, and I asked him the question because I know it was last week that this took place. I said to him, I said, "Does anybody have any film? Does anybody has anybody come forward to actually claim that they seen this kid, this said transgender, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5? Has anybody got any eyewitnesses that they actually saw him do the shooting?" This is what he said. His wife was in that classroom, and so was his daughter. He said, "I don't know anything." How is it that the mainstream media knows everything? How come the story's already sold to the American people? How is it a sealed deal, and how do you let corruption attack law abiders?
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, if you were listening to the first segment, I just have one question. I mean, outside of the fact that the alleged shooter was conveniently dead, they always have to have that. By the way, if you've ever seen the alleged self-inflicted wounds of Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris in the school library in Columbine, you can see that they were both shot. Matter of fact, like so many other suicides that are sold to the American people and they just let it go, it's interesting to note that the guns were on the wrong side of their bodies when the pictures were taken. And you can clearly see their heads were blown off, okay? And they were just a convenient little pawn. And as I said last week, when I was highlighting what's going on here this week, I brought up the fact that there was over 101 eyewitnesses that said otherwise to the narrative that was sold to you concerning the school shooting inside of Columbine. And it's not just there, folks. The narrative completely contradicted Waco concerning eyewitnesses, Oklahoma City bombing, those that survived Ruby Ridge, oh, Mandalay Bay. Oh, look at all the people that died around Mandalay Bay. John F. Kennedy. No, 81% of the people don't believe it. But they let it go since 1963, November 22nd. And then they wonder why it's increasing on a daily basis towards them, talking to the American people. They're trying to figure out why it's still going on because he didn't put a stop to it back in 1963. The truth fell in the street, Isaiah 59 tells us. The American people allow the truth to fall in the street, and it keeps happening, and they're trying to figure out why it keeps happening. You know, it's funny. Here, let me just kind of cut right there because I'm going to get to the main topic here. We just this morning went down to the Minnesota State Fair because we had to basically get all of our stuff out of our booth there. So that was 14 times over the last 2 weeks, literally 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks. But you know what was interesting about that is I noticed the billboard where it said, "Help stop child trafficking." Has anybody paid attention to the fact that they're saying stop human trafficking, but yet their government is displaying right in the face of the people across America the fact that they're the ones that are child trafficking? Anybody pay attention to that? Yeah, I see it all the time. I notice it all the time. I pay attention to the details. And you know what the guilty party keeps coming back to? Those in the halls of government that the American people tolerate. Those in the halls of government that the American people tolerate. Not knowing that it's their job to impeach and prosecute. I want to tell you something, America. If we the people as a whole, not me, Bradley Dean, by myself, but we as a people don't stand up and impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute them for their crimes and sending the message to corruption within the halls of government that we are not going to tolerate your crimes by teaching them the fear of God, by showing them the consequence of their violation and transgression of law, it's going to go on. And it's going to go on, and it's going to go on. It reminds me of Psalm 12:8. The wicked walk on every side. Why? Because the vilest of men are exalted. Why are the vilest of men exalted? Because the people let them. Let them. I mean, it's just like, really? All of the said conservatives and what you've been led to believe concerning liberals, they're all magnifying the crimes of the guilty, and then they're fighting back and forth like little 15-year-old kids who want to have it their way. And nobody's talking about making reference to the law that condemns the crime of those that are destroying us, of those that are aimed at us with their finger, purposely doing the things that they're doing. First segment, I just highlighted what? Tim Walz, under 60 investigations, governor of the state, installed CIA, no question about it. Oh, by the way, quit acting like the people are voting these people in that are destroying this country. They're not being voted in, they're being installed. I highlighted Governor Walz, who the people hate in this state. Nobody voted for a man that's going to assail the voter. Nobody's going to do that. I highlighted the fact that Keith Ellison busted on audio, smoking gun in hand. $250 million fraud. He stole $250 million from the taxpayers in the state of Minnesota, and everybody's guilty except the one that was busted on tape. Why? Because they know they can get away with it, because the people won't do anything about it. Amy Klobuchar busted funneling millions of dollars into her campaign. People hate her in the state of Minnesota. They hate her guts. Busted for massive voter fraud. And now all of a sudden they went again from being the victim to now the ones attacking the law abiders for the crimes of the law breakers. They're showing you who they are. They're showing you exactly who they are. Guess what, friends? Let me say it for times 1 million. They don't have a right to break the law. Where have you conditioned yourself? Why don't you just put the mirror on yourself and ask yourself the question, when did I become okay with what's going on concerning my said representatives? Guess what everybody else is saying to that? The same thing you are. Then why do they remain? What? Everybody's held accountable to the law except them? Pro or con? Deuteronomy 20 verse 25 verse 1? How many times do they need to be busted for their crimes? And do people think it's just going to go away? It has nothing to do with them. You know, it's interesting. If they would enforce the laws, going back to the issue of them accusing law abiders concerning the Second Amendment for the crimes of the law breakers, it only shows you that they're not doing their job, and they're not doing their job on purpose. What am I talking about? Well, if they would enforce the law concerning those that murdered with a weapon, 35-33 of Numbers, guess what? Men wouldn't be so apt to go out, pick up a gun, and shoot innocent people with it. Now, would they? No, if they would do their job in sending the message that they're not going to tolerate crime and bring justice upon the heads of the guilty, because after all, they swore that they were going to uphold the law, right? That's not what they're doing. They're enforcing lawlessness like little good communists that they are. And everybody will acknowledge that. Well, guess what? Communists don't have a right to do the things that they don't have a right to occupy the office in government in the United States of America. I think the people in this country have somehow conditioned themselves to believe it's okay to just call them names. What's going to happen, friends, when they steal away your guns? You're going to be like those other countries all over the world that thought it was a good idea to disarm to keep everybody safe. Well, guess what? Now the bad guys have guns, and the bad guys convinced you, the law abiders, that you having a gun is not a good idea, because they've equated you to the lawbreaker, and you took on that mindset. You're sick, is what you are. And you don't deserve the freedoms that you have when you take on that mindset. Let me go full circle. Tim Walz, Amy Klobuchar, Keith Ellison, nobody in our said government has a right to try to steal away our God-given rights. If you want your rights to continuously go on, then you're going to have to fight for your God-given rights, not forfeit. Not condition yourself to think that just calling them names is going to back them off. I mean, after all, for all the times that you make jokes about them, you better understand that the joke is on you, Americans. That's what you haven't figured out. You're allowing crime to run rampant in government, in the halls of government. I could go on. I could go on and I could go on. Did you see, by the way, one more point, if you don't mind? This is talk radio. Do you see the said Chicago mayor convincing the dummies in the state of Illinois? Yep, you heard me. The dummies in the state of Illinois that he can legislatively create what they call law. It's a policy that undermines law, undermines the Constitution. To do what? To basically block the federal government, right? Which they don't have a right in this manner anyways. It's the militia that's to be called up, not ICE, right? But the point is, he's creating legislative acts to bar the government from removing the illegals in the United States. What they're doing is they're teaching you how stupid you are, Americans. They're dumbing you down to believe that they can do it. And the way that they do it is get away with it. And when you let them get away with it, this is what breeds more crime. The federal government, the state governments, the people in the country, the militia, we the people should stand up. If I was in Illinois and we're in Illinois, where are the sheriffs to round these criminals up, this mayor up, and to hold them account for the act of treason? Because you already see that the federal government's not going to do it. ICE is not aimed at illegals. That's the excuse to get to you. You can go ahead and mark my words. Go ahead and mark them. And somewhere down the road, not too far out there, we're going to come back and say, I remember when Bradley Dean told me that this was aimed at us. And I'm saying that to all the people that are saying, Bradley, that's really crazy that you'd even say that. Yeah, why don't you look behind your back for a moment and look over the last 25 years and tell me how crazy I have been. Now, what you can do is call in and apologize at any given time. I'm trying to get you to open your eyes to the fact that you're the one that's being targeted. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Yeah. Yeah. 281-845-4704. Do not wait until the last moment. I don't know how many times I need to say this. 281-845-4704. I am going to get over to Look and Learn Americans. Pick it up from yesterday's show, but I did want to highlight this to only prove the point. Here's a picture from a conservative. That's what they call themselves. They're supposed to be preservatives, right? They're supposed to stop. They're supposed to be the salt of the earth. They're not that. They're not stopping the putrefaction of a society. So what happens, as John Adams rightly said, decadence follows luxury. That's exactly where America's going. Psalm 9, 16, and 17. That's exactly what's happening. But here's a picture of Tim Walz. This is the best that conservatives have. He's a pedophile. He's a total pedophile, and everybody knows he's a pedophile. He's from Nebraska. He was making a parade of his kids in the ninth grade as a teacher there, teaching them LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. Our laws condemn this. Do you understand, Americans? Our laws condemn this. It's felonious activity. Conservatives who are supposed to be the salt of the earth, they don't know the difference. So what they do is they make posts like this. "I have failed to protect the children of Minnesota," with Tim Walz on it. No. Tim Walz knows exactly what he's doing. I've highlighted the video showing you him creating policies to attack our laws that condemn the crimes that he's advocating for. And what am I talking about? With a little boy in a dress trying to be a girl, you can clearly see it's a boy. That is a felonious act right there. He's committing the act. And then he goes after the parents in the state of Minnesota, just like they're trying to do in California right now, that if the little boy wants to be a girl and the little girl wants to be a boy and the parents don't go along with it, the governor said that he's going to go ahead and steal those kids. He's going to kidnap those kids and he's going to bring them across the border to another state. No, what do the conservatives do? You're pathetic. You know why guys like me are out there? I'm just merely here to show everybody how weak and pathetic you are. You're not preserving anything. You're propping them up by your spinelessness. That's exactly what you're doing. How many times have I said you have a left in this country because of the right? The left is the fruit of the right. We're a constitutional republic ruled by law, not a two-party, uniparty system warring at each other, and everybody loses concerning the American people, but on both sides concerning the politicians, they win day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and then we get these little signs from the conservatives about pedophiles saying, we're going to kidnap your kids. I'm sorry, I failed the children of the state of Minnesota. No, he's doing exactly what he's told to do. Because it's exactly who he is, and he is a criminal. And again, the state knows it. 5.9 million people know he's a criminal. My goodness. My goodness, folks. 281-845-4704. Don't you dare call me and say, what do you want us to do? What do you want me to do? Same thing I'm doing. I want justice. That's exactly what I want. I'm sick and tired of what's being handed to the American people. But again, under judgment, this is what the people deserve. They deserve exactly what they're getting. The Lord said during judgment, I'll appoint those that hate you over you. Leviticus 26, starting verse 15. The things that are happening in the country, it's the Lord doing it. But the righteous, the Lord says, where are the righteous? Tell the people to amend their ways. Tell them to bring justice between their brothers, between brother and brother. Nope, that's out of sight and out of mind. Jeremiah 5:28, country's going to hell in the handbasket. Nobody knows why. Oh my gosh. Let's springboard from that. Yesterday, I was highlighting the fact that in other countries, here, I'm going to just go over to Chicago because this is where we were at yesterday. This is a woman in Chicago basically highlighting the crimes of that overgrown governor there in the state who's zeroing in on law-abiding citizens in the state of Illinois. And she's basically highlighting the crimes that he's committing against the people. But again, the conservatives are nowhere to be found on air or any other place demanding impeachment and prosecution concerning the illegals that they've allured into this country treasonously. No, they're satisfied that if the said president goes after the illegals, not knowing it's aimed at them, then that will pacify us. Yeah, they're pacifiers. Here, listen to this. Listen to this.
I'm a person that lives on the south side of Chicago, and the migrants that have come in, at one point they were coming in, we were feeling very sorry for them because they came in at a time where the weather was cold. So we're like, we're seeing all these people in tents and all this and that. But then we find out that they're getting $15,000 in food stamps, $5,000 in cash. I work for a company, which I will not say, that they're able to come in and they're able to get internet and Wi-Fi, and all of this free because guess what? The government are paying their rent for 2 years. Why is the government paying people that came from another country rent for 2 years? Can we explain that? Because it's a housing crisis right now with multiple homeless people on the streets right now that I could follow and show you homeless people that's been living on the streets. So what makes the migrants better from coming to another country that they get all of this? Do you know why? I'm gonna say why. Because we're about to have another presidential election. So if we make these migrants Democratic, and we give them the right to vote, and we give them all of these things, they're going to vote, and then boom.
Which goes back to the point that I made for years on this show, that if they had the support that they claimed that they wanted you to believe they had, they wouldn't need the illegals in the country. But no, let me take it a step further. Under the judgments of God, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, 51, 52, and 63, read those verses, please. It again is happening as to what the Lord said he was going to do. He was going to displace us. Folks, let me say it this way. Listen carefully, regardless if you want to hear it or not. This is what's happening. You are being sold out to your enemies by your said representatives. Why? Because you fail to keep the commandments in bringing justice upon the heads of corruption. Read Jeremiah 5:28 when you get a moment. Jeremiah 5:28. Okay, here, let me show you what's happening now, because it is here. Let me just show you some of the other stuff that's taking place in other countries here. I want you to see this, because it's pretty crazy, in fact, what is happening. It's good what's happening, but they didn't learn until after the fact. That is one of the problems that we're having. But I want you again to see this as to what's taking place in your own country. Or I'm sorry, in other countries, before we get back to our own country. Here, this is what I'm going to show you right now. This is in the UK, where two 14-year-old boys were basically the vigilante. The people in that country rounded up these kids and dealt with them. That's what this is coming to. The bad guys in government know they're scared. They're afraid. They're scared to death. They're afraid to death of the mob. They're afraid of the people. I'm talking about the righteous. They're afraid of righteous people, because they know that righteous people will hold them accountable for the crimes that these people did when they rose up and dealt with these 14-year-old boys who committed the act of rape concerning their children. Okay? I want you to see this. This is actually, forgive me, this is actually in Ireland. Check this out. People are rising up, and they're dealing with these predators coming from different countries. They need to deal with their politicians, because that's who brought them in. Again, lay the axe to the right tree first, then the second tree, okay? That's in Ireland right now, and I want to bring you over to another country. Here's a video of Germany. You want to talk about getting serious, folks? The Germans are rising up, and they're saying and demanding their representatives to remove these illegals. This one's going to give you goosebumps. Check this out. Again, this is in Germany, demanding migrants to be deported. Listen. Listen to the message, America, before it happens here. They fell to the injustices of these people that they were aiding to figure out what it was all about. Here's another country. This is the UK. I believe I played a little of this yesterday, but I want you to hear this real quick. Countries all over the world are standing up and demanding deportation of the people that your federal and state governments are importing into our country. These people are deporting them. And guess where they're going to be coming, friends, if you don't wake up. This is in Glasgow. They're standing up in the hundreds of thousands of people demanding removal of these illegals that are coming into the country. And look what you're seeing in your country. You're looking, by the way, Ilhan Omar was also named a part of this fraud. Her strong arm, her bodyguard. I don't know why anybody needs to guard that little devil. But the fact of the matter, he was also implicated in this fraud concerning feeding the children. But what's interesting, she's also one of those committed the act of treason time and time again, that's trying to restrict law-abiding gun owners from bearing arms. They have absolutely no, listen to me, they have zero authority. Any legislative aimed at the Second Amendment is tyranny. It's all tyranny. It's all aimed at the same thing, incrementally trying to do what? Disarm the American people. Let me go over to this said individual, a member of the European Parliament, concerning illegals, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say. Learn the lesson, America. Look and learn.
Saying is send them back. Okay. Simple as that. Poland is the only country in European Union which we haven't had even one terrorist attack. We don't have stabbings. We don't have rapes. We don't have all these really dangerous behaviors from migrants, illegal migrants. So our policy is very straight. Zero tolerance.
There it is. That's exactly right. Zero tolerance. If you come here, you assimilate. If you show us anything that you're not here to assimilate and abiding by the laws that are established, you're gone. Hey, Americans, did you hear what he said? We don't have those problems here because of zero tolerance concerning these migrants. Look and learn the lesson. Look and learn the lesson. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m., New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, when you get a moment, read Amos 4. If you want to understand spiritually what's going on, that's all you have to do is check it out, because in Amos 4, the Lord allowed all of these judgments that he pronounced upon the people that procured it unto themselves. And he said, "I've done all of this, but you still refuse to return unto me." That's what this is all about. That's exactly what this is all about. Let me keep going on here, because I'm saying look and learn. Hey, folks, I'm learning as I'm going along too. But the more I learn, just like King Solomon said, with much wisdom comes much sorrow. Isn't it interesting how when you were a kid, you had all these dreams and you had all these ideals in your mind as the things that you were going to do in life. And then the more you grow up, the more you see, and it's like, I need to take responsibility for what's going on here, because my kids are not going to be able to fulfill those dreams that I had if I don't sacrifice myself in making sure that they have a future and a hope. That's what this is about. That's exactly what our forefathers did. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. That's exactly what they did. Here, I want you to just hear it, just so you can see for yourself. Not only did they do all that they did for posterity, but again, that's all you have to do is look to the end of the Declaration of Independence and see exactly what it was that they did and what they sacrificed. And I want you to listen carefully, verbatim, as to what they said, and more importantly, what they did. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledged to each other our lives. They hazarded their lives for us. They hazarded their fortunes for us, and their sacred honor for us. What are we doing out of gratitude? By the way, that was at the end of the declaration, and 3/4 of that declaration shows us what our forefathers didn't put up with, that you are putting up with. Let me go back over Americans Look and Learn. Let's listen to what this member of the European Parliament said. Listen carefully to what he said. This, folks, if you want freedom, then you need to magnify the law. And guess what, Americans? You are the law.
Saying is send them back. Okay, simple as that. Poland is the only country in European Union which we haven't had even one terrorist attack. We don't have stabbings, we don't have rapes, we don't have all these really dangerous behaviors from migrants, illegal migrants. So our policy is very straight, zero tolerance. We built a beautiful wall on our border with Belarus, and there is no way anyone would enter Poland. When you see the data from Eurostat, not ours, from European Union, Poland is the safest country in Europe.
Yeah, it's the safest country in the Europe because they're now doing what the American people used to do. We, folks, I make reference to Scripture all the time. And it just comes up again. And when I look at Isaiah 51 verse 4, what does it say? This is what makes us Americans the light of the world. What he just said, zero tolerance from anything that offends God. That's what it is. Acts 20 verse 21. But go to Isaiah 51 verse 4. What does it say? The Lord said, listen to me carefully. Listen carefully, he says. He says, my people, he's speaking to his children. He said, give ear unto me, O my nation. This is it. We're in it. We have the possession. Now we're being dispossessed. Not good for anybody. He says, listen unto me. Give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me. He's all over every Capitol building in the United States of America. Moses and the Ten Commandments. And if you obey those, then you're not going to have to put up with man's 10,000 commandments. And you're certainly not going to put up with them, corruption in the halls of government, alluring these illegals in to dispossess you as they're selling you out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. Then he goes on and says, a law shall proceed from me, obey it. That's what he said. It's simple. He that hath my commandments is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him, said Jesus, John 14:21. But in contrast, in 1 John 2:4, it says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not my commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. There's a lot of liars in America. There are ones that say, he's my Lord, but they do not the things that he says to do. They're commandments, friends, not suggestions, right? Going back to Isaiah 51 verse 4, and then he says, and I will make my judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Isaiah 26:9 as well. To rest for a light of the people, to show the world what it is that we will not tolerate. This guy just told you in Poland exactly what people need to do to make sure it doesn't happen in their countries. But what's happening, the said representative government is doing just the exact opposite. Folks, they're opposed to Americans as they're showing favor to those that are destroying our country. That's what's happening. That's being sold out to your enemies. Hey, folks, you know what's really sad about all of this? Is even when you look at the young kids, I have right in front of me right now, did you know that in public schools right now, the ACLU, and you're said corrupt, again, the federal government, along with the states, did you know that they're teaching kids how to become Muslims in public schools? Did you know that they're teaching them to fast for Ramadan in public schools? Did you know that they're teaching young people in public schools the five pillars of Islam? Did you know that they're teaching kids to memorize the verses of the Quran? Did you know that they're teaching them to adapt a Muslim name in public schools in America? Did you know that they're staging a jihad? They're teaching kids how to stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. They're teaching your kids how to stage a jihad against you. This is a fact. Did you know that? The help of the federal government and the ACLU and corruption at the seat of government in every state. It's exactly what's happening. Now, going back to the point that I wanted to make, look what's happening in colleges in America. Once again, they're standing up and they're having to defend themselves. The Muslims think that they're going to take over in certain parts. This is only going to go for so long. It rejudges 5-8. It's only going to go on for so long. But the young people, again, are having to defend themselves. And what happens here is the college kids are interrupting the said Muslims taking over by singing, well, listen to this. This is in America. This is what kids are having to do because the parents are doing nothing but getting caught up into defending the very said president that is helping this about. This is America, people, under God, in Jesus' name. I just want to make clear. I want everybody to hear me. This is America. This is our home. This is who we are, under God. Not what they want us to be. Enough is enough. Let me go over and show you something else that's happening in Montreal, right across the border. By the way, many people believe the northern border is going to be a staging point for an attack on America if Americans don't realize what's going on. That's also a fact, okay? Let's quit pretending as to the fact that we don't know who's responsible for this, friends, because at the end of the day, we are, if we don't deal with them that we know are responsible for what's going on here. Look at this. Muslims organized a prayer in front of a church. The church responded by doing this. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Did I just really lose that? No, here it is. I got it. Yes, here, listen to this. People are saying, we've had enough. People have had enough, Americans. People have had enough, Canadians. People have had enough, Germans. People have had enough, Australians. But don't just deport them, also impeach and prosecute those that allured them into America. Because again, until there's zero tolerance from the American people, these little scoundrels in the halls of government are going to continuously assail you until you have nothing to defend yourself against them with. You can go ahead and mark not only my words in the words of history, but you can see clearly as to who they're zeroing in on. And it's not those that are here illegally. They mean to give way to those that are here illegally. They mean to put them in government, by the way. And P.S., in ending the show, did you know that 93% of Muslims in American government that have been put there since September 11th, did you know that they don't support the U.S. Constitution? Guess what they support? What did they put their hand on, friends, which runs antithetical as to who we are? 93% of those that call themselves Muslims that are in government today, over 800 of them ran over the last couple years for office in this country. 93% of them say, we're not here to uphold the Constitution. Of course they're not. They're here to conquer. Just ask them. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, he said, and to extend its power to the entire planet. America, you still have time. Zero tolerance. Do that which pleases the Lord in obedience. Talk to you in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, see you.